This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to the full-time report here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Madison Cruz here alongside Soccer Down Here's Nick Alifi. Invading the studio today is Soccer Down Here. And unfortunately, not coming back with 3 points is Atlanta United as they fall 3-1 to the Colorado Rapids tonight. And just from us talking and watching the match as well, a really solid first half performance. And then second half, you deal with a Colorado team who's able to come in and make those tactical adjustments and were able to handle the altitude and the tempo, were able to control things in the second half.
Yeah, everything that we wanted, that we talked about in the pregame where we said, look, you got to control your pace. You got to control your energy. You can't expend yourself too quickly. Atlanta United, I feel, did a great job with that. Brad Guzan was in the back. He was telling everybody to calm down on moments of distribution. However, come second half, altitude takes hold. Some sloppy moments. Things got off the rails very, very quickly.
And now we do have to give out a man of the match performance. And as we were talking, I think it's very clear who stands out for man of the match. But, Nick, who are you giving it to?
In my opinion, it has to be Alexi Maranchuk. He did everything that you wanted him to do from a shot creation standpoint. He distributed the ball well. He's the guy who scored the golazo for you. I would be hard-pressed to find another person who I felt over the period of time did as much to contribute. I would say Luke Brennan, when he came in, was lightning in a bottle and was a revelation. But over the whole period of the match, I would say it was Alexi Maranchuk.
Alexi Maranchuk moves to the overall standings. He moves to 5 player of the match performances. Him and Bartosz Szlich are currently tied right now with 5 apiece. And then you move to Jay Fortune, who has 3. Saba Lobjanice and Tristan Moyamba with 2. And Latte Lath, Brooks Lennon, Miguel Amaron, Brad Guzan, Matheus Klik, Matt Edwards, Derek Williams, Will Riley, and Efrain Morales all hold the number one spot there. But I think one thing that's been consistent for me, especially watching the team in the last couple of matches, Alexi Maranchuk is really coming into his own, especially in the midfield, and those partnerships we're seeing not only with him and Miguel Amaron, him with Ronald Hernandez. And I think that combination is something we've been seeing really develop. Also, to Bartosz Szlich, I think he has had a resurgence this season as well, really coming through and really taking ownership and being someone who can be a threat in the midfield and not afraid to get in those 1v1s, not afraid to get into a little bit of a fight here and there. But he's just really come into his own. And that's why I think those two players rightfully deserve those man of the match performances in those slots.
Yeah. One thing that gets overlooked a lot is that when Alexi Maranchuk came out of Atalanta, the Atalanta is very unique amongst Serie A teams in the way that they pass the ball, the way they move the ball, the timing of their passes, the timing of their attacks. It's completely different than what Alexi has walked into in MLS. So it takes time to say, okay, normally I would turn, fire a ball, and there's someone there. That person's not there. So now I have to readjust my timing on my passes. And I feel like that's really starting to click now with a lot of people. But as Jason said, you have to put the ball in the net. The way this game's decided is by putting the ball in the back of the net. We're not doing it enough. So that has to, that something has to change with that. And I'm not talking about putting it all on one person or, you know, one player, but as a collective group in the attack, the ball must find its way into the net more often.
And that leads us to the next point, and that leads us to the stats of the match. And this statistical recap is brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. We'll take a look at the stats. Possession went in Atlanta's favor with 55.7, and Colorado had 44.3. It's something we knew heading into the matchup as well, that Colorado would have less of the possession. Atlanta would have be able to dictate a lot more of the match. Shots, Atlanta led 13-8 for Colorado. Shots on goal were tied 3-3 as well. Shots on goal were tied 3-3 as well. Mm-hmm. Block shots, Atlanta led that with 6, while Colorado had 3. Total passes, 533 to Colorado's 421. One thing for me, too, and you look at the stats, and you look at the one specifically, I think, for me as well, is you look at shots on goals. Jason talked about it. It's something Ronnie Dyla has talked about, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to stats.
Right.
We can look at that, and we can see, and I mean, expected goals as well. Atlanta and Colorado... Actually, interesting, it's the same. It's 1.6.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where you look at the stats and it can tell you certain elements of what happened in the game, but it doesn't describe fully what's happening because mm-hmm. it is, you know, you're creating chances, you're creating goal-scoring opportunities, you are creating really solid opportunities. You're just not putting it in the back of the net, and that has to change.
Right. And, you know, the one thing about Atlanta from a passing perspective is they did what we talked about at the beginning. You have to move the ball, clean, tight passes, 1-2, no crazy turnovers, and largely Atlanta did a great job with that. I didn't see a lot of opportunities where Colorado was just wide open pressing until they got to the bottom of the funnel, like right there at the 18. Then you saw their press really start coordinating and they started hunting in those like three-man packs. But around the midfield area, Atlanta did a phenomenal job moving the ball. However, as you create attacks, someone has to be on the end to complete it. Zero-sum game has to happen. And as the altitude started working its magic, as that slow creep of the scoreline suddenly turned into a torrent, then suddenly you realize, okay, I don't know if we have the wheels to get back into this again. And that's what it seemed, that's what it felt like anyway from like the 70th minute forward.
And it's something too, you know, especially, you know, you go back to that one moment, especially that shot that does get deflected. It's Tristan Mwamba with the one touch, and then it takes that deflection off Alexi Maranchuk. And I do agree, you know, a lot of sentiments talking, you know, that it seems like the pinnacle of 2025 for Atlanta, which again, too, I will say, I don't want to hear or see any hate for Alexi Maranchuk in that moment because,
yeah,
listen, you're to a point. No. That will not be happening. No.
It's just bad luck.
It's bad luck, and like it's unfortunate, but that's been the way that the season has gone. Yeah. It's bad luck in those situations too because it is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. You're seeing this team really develop and create opportunities and becoming what Ronnie Dyla wants his team to be with Atlanta United, mm-hmm. and you're just not seeing those results fall that way. And That has to change, especially heading into these last couple of matches.
Right. Well, look, I'm sure there are people right now who are driving down the road listening to us, or you're in your home and you're pounding your table saying, it's bad luck, it's infuriating. Yes, it is infuriating bad luck. I watched that ball bounce off of Alexi, and I was just enraged in the moment. However, unless Alexi suddenly becomes an X-Man and allows the ball to, like, pass through him magically, I don't know, because... He was doing what he should do, which is I'm going to stand right by the line, and if there's a ball anywhere near me, I'm just chipping it into the net. Unfortunately, the ball happened to bounce right there in his line.
Yeah.
Mayan Ball looks down, sees the ball. He's not looking away from that. He looks right at the ball. He puts the shot on frame. Marinchuk's right there. It's just terrible, horrible, infuriating bad luck. I just want to call a priest, holy water, sacrifice a rubber chicken. I don't know, but something has to change
rubber
the
chicken.
Luck here. You got to do something, right? I love animals, right? But so we're going to sacrifice a rubber chicken instead. But something has to change from a luck perspective. Do something crazy.
Because it's one thing, you look at the first half, and one thing that always stands out to me, and one thing I love to see from this team especially, you see Darren Yappe, he makes it 1-0 for Colorado.
Right.
The response 2 minutes later, right. Alexi Medanchuk with the golazo able to make it there. That is the great response you want to see,
yes.
And that's why the first half was a pinnacle. It's perfect for Atlanta United to come back in, get the opportunity to go. Second half, it's unfortunate because when those things fall your way, when the penalty is given, then it's like, okay, now you got to come back into this one. And then it becomes harder because you're dealing with the altitude. You're dealing with maybe you're losing that battery a little bit. And you're like, okay, I got to find a way to get back into this. But then you give up the 2-1 2-1 lead. And then it becomes a point where then you're just trying to claw back in. Then they get the 3-1 lead not too far after that.
Right.
And then it becomes a point where you are just like helpless in that moment.
Right.
And it's unfortunate because of just the circumstance with the elevation with everything that happened in the game as well. But I agree with Jason completely. It's the elevation, and I think Colorado was the better team on that.
Well, yeah, let's go back to the Steon moment on the first goal with Yappe. So I know that there's going to be a lot of attention pointed right at Steon. However, that goal to me was decided about 35 seconds before. As the ball bounced around, Atlanta player after Atlanta player had a chance to put a solid foot on it and clear it out. The ball just didn't bounce that way, and every touch that Colorado had intent on moving the ball forward to the goal. The ball gets knocked to Yappe. Yappe is very clinical and puts the ball on frame. Steon just happened to be the last man there, as it's the life of a defender, right? It's sort of like, you know, we watch NFL games, and one player shoves another, but the guy who does the retaliation is the one who gets looked at. It's the same thing here. Steon was the last guy there, but the goal was decided, in my opinion, 35 seconds earlier. Going forward, as you start digging for those additional goals, you start pulling yourself a little further out of position. You start freelancing a little bit more because we don't have scripted plays every play in soccer, right? So, you know, one thing that was a bit frustrating to me is I see, you know, Miguel sort of sitting in a channel as opposed to dropping back to a wing. But whenever Atlanta gets the ball, Miggy's on the wing. So I don't know if that was something that they had talked about in practice. Hey, look, in this situation, I want you to kind of hang out in this channel. I don't know. I wasn't in the training room at the time. However, to me, it looked like it allowed Colorado to run a bit more free. Vines was able to run a bit more free. I just think that it's one of those things where if you have that everybody dropping back in a coordinated way on defense, those gaps sort of start diminishing. They're not going to go away completely, but they start going away a little bit, and it allows you an opportunity to recover the ball a bit higher up the pitch, as opposed to these danger zones when the ball gets knocked around, bing, 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 and then it's in the back of the net. Or you have a situation where Burakal does the foul, and then we have a penalty. It's just timing and positioning.
We have a lot more to discuss here on the Full Time Report. When we come back, we'll get your highlights of the match, and we will hopefully get Ronnie Dyla at the podium as well. This is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the Full Time Report here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Let's go ahead and bring you the highlights of the match. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Here are your highlights brought to you by Scana. It starts in the 18th minute when Darren Yappe is able to start the scoring off for Colorado to make it 1-0.
Out to Cannon. It's dropped back now to LaRaz, who gives it to Bassett at the top of the arc, pitched into the box. Here's a flick to Yappe, and an own goal. Stian Gregersen and Yappe both near the ball. It bounces past Guzan, and I think it was last off Stian. One nil Colorado.
That goal was credited to Yappe, as he did get a small touch to it as Gregersen was right on top of him as well. But in the 20th minute, a quick response from Atlanta United. It was Alexi Maranchuk with a golazo from outside the 18 to tie things up right before halftime.
Flick to Gregersen, deep in the play on the right wing. Ahead to Hernandez now in the right attacking third. Center to Maranchuk, top of the arc, takes a touch shot, score! Golazo! From Russia with love, a long distance rocket by Alexei Maranchuk to equalize.
Colorado was quickly able to regain full control of the match in the second half. In the 62nd minute, Juan Bedecol was caught in the box along with Rafael Navajo as well. He was in the box and it was a trip up there. It was a penalty awarded and Navajo was able to capitalize and make it 2-1 for Colorado.
Action at the goal to our Russian at the right. Navarro against Brad Guzan. There's the whistle. Navarro straight behind the ball, takes a deep breath. Now off to the left, stutters up to the ball. And strikes it. Save all, but blocked off Guzan into the net. Guzan got a big piece of it, but it went off him into the net. It's 2-1 Colorado.
It's a great save from Brad Guzan. It was able to guess the right way, got a touch to it, but it just rebounded right into the back of the net. And then in the 71st minute, Navajo was able to earn a brace in the night where he's able to put it away for the Rapids.
Blocked away by Meehine to the near side. Harris has it. Centers it to Bassett. Back to Harris near the penalty spot. He's pushed down. Then a shot and a score. Navarro again. And it's coming unglued for Atlanta United now in the 71st minute.
Navajo, an excellent night tonight for the Colorado Rapids. That was your highlights brought to you by Scana Energy. And Nick, it's something when we look at the Colorado Rapids and the way that they played, it's something too. I've talked about it even before too. Colorado is a fun team for me to watch in MLS, especially on the West. Whenever I like the way that MLS sets things up now, where we're able to catch a lot more of the West Coast games. And Colorado's been one for me that's been really interesting, especially with Chris Armas. We'll get a little bit more on that as well. Ronnie Dyla will be coming to the podium here shortly, but quick thoughts on the way the Rapids play today and tactically.
I thought they played perfectly. Everything that they needed to do, everything that they wanted to do, I thought that their pressing cues, they knew exactly when and where to press. They knew exactly when Atlanta was going to be dangerous, and they knew exactly when to lay off and collect their breath, and they did a great job of preserving their energy until they had to use it.
Ronnie Dyla is at the podium right now, so we'll go ahead and send it down to Dick's Sporting Goods Stadium to chat with Ronnie Dyla.
Okay. This, I guess, is a question per se, but it just feels like y'all were stuck in this loop that you just can't get out of. You played well in the first half, outplayed them. An individual error leads to a goal for them. Thought to get back in it. You get your first goal in the first half this year. And then just some more errors in the second half. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it's accurate. I think first half is even a game in the first half, but we have the ball. We create things, so I think we can create more when we have these opportunities that we have, because we are around the box a lot. Second half, I think we start okay. The first 5-10 minutes when we go higher, then they kick it long. They had a lot of players up front, so we started to lose duels, normal things that we had talked about before. Lose our legs, I think. And then that's why we want to go to a five, because I think in that period they had so many crosses. We couldn't get hold of the ball. We couldn't defend the sides because they are attacking a lot with long balls, and especially on the sides. And then we do mistakes, but that comes over because you are under pressure. And we cannot come together enough. And then when we make the 3-4 changes again, then we come into the game again, start to hold the ball, we start to play again. So I don't know how much the be up in the height, how much that affect, we look very dead when they go into 60-65 minutes. So, but it's very frustrating, very frustrating. It's, as you said, good control, and then you suddenly feel that you are very under pressure. It's like just a switch, and then it happens. And then it's about, are you going to keep on the attacking and just hope that we get the first goal? But I felt that we have to do something and to get more control in the back, because if not we have control back, we don't get the ball. So, but that didn't help so much. So that's something I have to look at myself as well, but because we still concede goals. Very, very frustrating.
The moment when Tristan took the shot and it hit Marančić and bounced back out of the goal, I was curious what was going through your head when you watched that fold.
I don't want to say it, but the worst has happened 3-4 times this year. It's not the first time. So it's a very good play, a fantastic attack. And that's just the finish off, and then we send it. It just says something about where we are right now. Brad also saves the penalty and then goes in the post. It goes in. It's close to save the third one as well. But the performance, if you see behind that, I don't think the second half performance was good. It was better after we get the changes. Then I think we get more control of it. We were under severe pressure from 55, 60 minutes into the last 10 minutes. So we cannot have that. And that's been a lot and many questions why, this has to be something with our fitness. We have players that is not in the best fitness level right now. They need to get games and get going. That can be something. The altitude, of course, has something in there as well. But you get so frustrated of the situation because, as you said, it's a loop. We have to get out of it.
Yeah, I know it's odd to say I thought these two players were good when you gave up 3 goals, but I thought Steen and Ronald had really good matches tonight, and Steen in particular kind of showed, I think, what y'all have needed for a long time, a guy who could chase down defenders and make those blocks of shots.
Mm. Yeah, he was... The last games now has been very good. This is the second time this year. This is 90 minutes.
Right.
So that is positive, but I totally agree that he shows a lot of improvement and start to show that why is the national player in Norway, and that's good. So we just want everybody to get with him. Also, the two other centre backs also get really fit, so they can show themselves from the best side. Because I think also Alsat come on very very good, open up the game a lot. So we have a lot of good options in the midfield now.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Alzate and Brennan, what it gave when they did come on. It did feel like the game was in a different place.
Yeah, you see, he's opened up the game. He's very playable. He's very good to turn on and face forward and give confidence to the team. So I think Bartos also is very important for us. He can show also he can play that eight role. So and he can play together as two sixes as well. So that is good. Alex is, I think he did a lot of good things today as well. Scored a nice goal. So it's players that is improving and do well, but we as a collective we are not able to put together 90 minutes of performances. That's cost us today and done early in the season.
Your thoughts on Mihai as well, his first 90 minutes for the team.
It's like I think he gets tired. So when he gets tired, he don't move his legs quick enough, and then lose some challenges. That's why we went to a three to try to protect that, so we get more shorter distances in the back. But Juan also is like, I don't know how much he has been training with us three, four times. He has been now in Toronto doing his visa the whole week, so he come here in 2 days lead in. So it's not ideal for him either. But he's a man. He knows that he needs to improve, and in this situation he's only involved in, and you can see in training also that he's a quality player, so that will come.
I want to ask you about Will and what he's done to get this opportunity now to start with Bartosz in the midfield and his growth and really his aggression on the ball.
Yeah, I think he's trustworthy, very trustworthy. I think that's the best word I can say about Will. Is you know we're going to run for 90 minutes, and he wants the ball. And he's a team player with the big T. So and he's improved a lot this year. So that's good for us because we need these young players to push the more established players from behind. And he do that. That's why he gets his opportunities. Same as Luke, also playing a lot now because he's earned it, earned the right to do it.
That was head coach Ronnie Dyla speaking after Atlanta United falls 3-1 to the Colorado Rapids. We'll be right back here on the Full Time Report with our thoughts on what Ronnie Dyla had to say and a lot more analysis before heading into the next match, which is next week against Toronto. This is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Tonight, the game. Welcome back to the Full Time Report here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Madison Cruz alongside Nick Alifi wrapping things up here as Atlanta United falls 3-1 to the Colorado Rapids. Had the chance to hear from Ronnie Dyla in the last segment. What were some of your biggest takeaways from what he said at the podium?
Really just that there's so many players that if you're in this business, you're either selling the results or you're selling the future. And Atlanta United has players on this team, young players who have fire, who have tenacity, they're trustworthy, they're ready to go. You have some players who are exhausted. I'm not trying to read too deep into the tea leaves here, but I think that probably going forward, you're going to see some of these exhausted players sit. Not because they're doing anything wrong, not because their attitude isn't right, but just they're exhausted. It is a literal physical state of being. You can be mentally exhausted. You can be physically exhausted. If you have players who are trustworthy and ready to go, I think you might start seeing a little more sprinkling of some of these younger, more trustworthy players come in. If for another reason to give a spell to the people who are exhausted.
It's interesting, especially when you look at the rest of the season as well. You know, next week on Sunday, you have Toronto coming back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You'll be back at home for that one. That will be a 4 p.m. kickoff. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how you now approach everything going forward. And right. I think Ronnie Dyla, what he was talking about, too, in those moments as well, I really liked also what he said, too, about the unlucky moments that have happened, too.
Right.
You know, also brought up the ball bouncing off of Alexi in that moment too, but also talked about Brad's penalty save. It's happened in two games now with Brad. Brad's mm-hmm. gotten the right way. He's able to save it, and it's the unfortunate, it's the rebound that comes in right afterwards, and then it just takes that deflection into the back of the net.
Mm-hmm.
It's luck in those moments, and you know, for me, watching this performance too, I completely agree with Ronnie Dyla as well. You saw a really solid first half performance. When he hit the 60th minute mark, that's when you noticed a little bit of a fall, and you know, it's true. You know, we don't know how much of that does affect from the altitude and everything else, but mm-hmm. it does play a factor in those moments. And it's one of those where it's not even me making an excuse of any way. Like, it is. It's a big factor in those moments and how you balance the energy of a game.
I can give you a personal anecdote about this as well.
So, I like it. Do it.
So a friend of mine runs a jiu-jitsu school up in Fort Collins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Finney. How you doing? But so he has me come out and says, hey, look, you want to train? Great. When you do jiu-jitsu and you do about like any sort of rolling, there's a period of time that you roll. 2-3 minutes, right? At the time I was training here with Alliance in town, and you get used to it. Your body knows, okay, for 2-3 minutes, this is how long I can go before I gas myself out. Up there, up in Fort Collins, it was like a minute and a half, and my body was done. I mean, sucking oxygen, man. I needed a tank. I needed people on the side to help me out. It was like an exhaustion level that I was not remotely familiar with. Ask anyone who goes and travels from the southeast to Colorado, northeast to Colorado. When you train at altitude, it is fundamentally different, starting with the cardiovascular stuff. Just the way you consume alcohol is completely different out west because you will get migraines, headaches, altitude sickness. It's a real thing. If you are an elite athlete and you're training, still the same thing. that altitude will knock you out all the same. And you saw that tonight, like Ronnie said, around the 60th minute, the legs start dying. It is a physical reality that you just can't train for. And is it a competitive advantage? And I have no problem with it, because if you come down here and play in this heat, have fun. It's a competitive advantage.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's just part of the game. It's one of those things that we have to deal with.
Yeah. I really like that Jason Longstra asked this question too about a Naomi High as well. I think from what we've seen in the last couple of matches from him has been really, really solid. I like the leadership presence he brings to that back line and how, you know, coming in, he's not afraid to make his voice heard and to help be a voice of reason in the back and be someone there. You know, me and Jason Longshore chatted with him on the SDH network this week, just more about his journey throughout the sport and everything. And it was really a great conversation. I would recommend anyone to go listen to it. Not the shameless plug that we're going to do, but also even to just to get to know Anaya a bit more, because it really gave you a bit of an understanding as to who he is as a person and as a player. And I really like what we've seen the last couple of games. He's getting more fit in those moments, and he's becoming ready to play for full 90.
Right.
Juan Betacol is also doing that. Steven Alzate is getting better in those moments, too. You're seeing those flickers and those sparks of what we can see from those guys. It's just getting them more minutes and getting them more fit and ready to be implemented and more well-versed into the squad. And you're seeing that.
Right, and it's timing as well, right? So we talked about timing with Miranchuk, and it's timing as well from a defensive perspective, because you may be used to a 6 or an 8 moving in a particular way, right? You've had relationships with players with your prior team that says, okay, my 6 or 8 move in this particular way. Now I have, you know, and if you play for a national team with regularity, this is where that's really beneficial, because you learn how other 6s and 8s operate on a more regular basis and say, okay, all right, I need to operate in this particular way to compensate for that. So it's just one of those things. It's the timing will adjust. Unfortunately, we're running out of games to make it meaningful. However, it's beneficial to the player.
And you're seeing, I think, really improved performances of a lot of players as well. And it gives you something, too, where, you know, you are looking at these last couple of matches. You want to finish out the season strong. But you're also looking at building for next season, too. Getting players ready to go for next season and kind of getting those foundations and that footing solidified as well.
Yeah. Look, Chris Henderson right now is, I guarantee you, he and the scouting department have two lists going. They have a list of the players currently on, and they have a list of players who they are scouting. It is the nature of sports in general. Every team does this. And right now they are making decisions on who stays and who do we need to swap out. It's just a reality of the business overall. And Noah Cobb, we saw this with Noah Cobb, right? Noah Cobb was here. He looked like he was going to be one of the future. He played great tonight for Colorado. But there's two lists, and this list is going to be solidified as these games finish out.
Well, we have a lot more to discuss here on the Full Time Report. We will hopefully be getting Jarrett Smith joining us as well to chat a bit more about the matchup. But we'll be right back here on the Full Time Report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Full Time Report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ronald Hernandez took to the podium at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, and let's go ahead and send it down there to Ronald at the podium.
We have 5 games in a row where we were improving, and then all of a sudden it seems like we are back again where... In the second half, we struggled a lot. It's the sensation and the feeling is frustrating about that we are not getting the reward that we should. And then I believe that the luck is not on our side right now.
Did the when did the altitude? Did it start to affect y'all in the second half?
Look, to be honest, I didn't even think about altitude. We are not playing in Bolivia. We are playing just in Colorado, you know? Like, to be honest, it's 100,000 meters up. But I don't think it affects us.
Okay.
What did Colorado do in the second half that made it difficult for you guys?
They changed the setup. We struggled how to play out from the back. We couldn't, I think we did once at the beginning. All of a sudden, we tried to play, but they did a very good job pressing all the way high.
How do you guys find a way to get Latte La going up top and get him in good confidence and get him a positive vibe?
You know, strikers get confident by scoring. That's the most important thing for them. To be honest, we should create more chances for him. But at the end of the day, it's about the team.
That was Ronald Hernandez at the podium as Atlanta United falls 3-1 to the Colorado Rapids. One thing, what are some of the biggest things for you listening to Ronald? I think for me, it was definitely, I think, talking about the way that tactically Colorado was set up. I think it did in moments kind of, I think, throw things off a bit. And, you know, it shows like how quickly that Colorado is able to adapt in those moments. We saw it in that matchup against Minnesota where they were able to come back and make it 2-1. And we saw it again tonight as well.
You know what I love from that clip?
Mm-hmm.
Ownership. I love Ronald Hernandez. That ownership where, because what were we talking about before? Altitude, altitude, altitude. And what does Ronald Hernandez do? He comes out and says, this ain't Bolivia. We were playing in Colorado, right? What made it difficult? Jason asked a great question. What made it difficult? Well, they changed the setup. We had some difficulty with that. You know, we got, as a team, got to create more chances. He took it out of the external factors. He said the external factors, right, outside of the setup for Colorado, right? We're not adding in altitude. What are we doing? We're saying it's us. We got to be better. They changed something. We had difficulty. Ownership. Man, I love that.
Yeah. Listen, it's always I always really enjoy getting to hear from Ronald as well. I think one of the longest tenured players at Atlanta United, besides Brad Guzan and Brooks Lennon as well, it's always really, really interesting to hear what he has to say as well. And it did stick out to me talking just about the way the match played out as well. You know, we talk about the altitude and how difficult that can be too, but that's not the only factor, I think, in this matchup,
right?
Too. It's also the moment, too, of adapting to Colorado, changing that formation, how we do things as well, and mm-hmm. figuring all of those things out. And I just, hearing from Ronald is always, it's always a treat in any sort of moment.
And what he mentioned, the pressure up high, right? That pressure up high. That was critical. Those critical moments.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $4,000. We will be right back here on the Full Time Report. We're going to have a special guest joining us in Jarrett Smith to recap everything from the match and get you ready for next week as Atlanta United hosts Toronto at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Full Time Report here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Madison Cruz and Nick Alifi here at the Kia Studios, and we have Jarrett Smith on the other line as well. As you are leaving Colorado, you're leaving Dick's Sporting Goods Park as well. Jarrett, my question for you as well. I think before we get into everything else, you were in there hearing Ronnie Dyla and Ronald Hernandez after the matchup. What were some of the biggest things that you heard and you took away from what they had to say at the podium?
It's not anything different, I think, from what we've been hearing. And I don't mean that in a bad way about them. This isn't coming down on them. But there's always so many ways you can vent your frustration. Ronald Hernandez talked about it, that, you know, it's like this is the fourth or fifth game where the first half has been an improvement. Look, you give up a weird goal in the first half, and then you respond immediately with Alexei Mironchuk, who has just been carrying you like Greg Jennings with a broken leg down the sideline. He's just dragging this team at times. But he even equals things up. And you're in good shape going into halftime. And then it just, second half, you were second best. Wasn't even close, man. You were second best for the last 45 minutes. Called, you know, the penalty's a penalty. Brad gets a paw to it, gets an elbow to it. And in a different life, it stays out. And then everyone quits playing on the third goal. But, you created some half chances when you made changes. Ronnie Dyla talked about making the changes to kind of preserving legs a bit. Legs were getting tired. Guys were starting to feel it a bit when he made those changes and went to five in the back, and then was worried about, you know, cleaning up those second balls because Colorado started going long on you. And he wanted to have that security in the back, and then guys were getting tired. They were lunging, and Nick and I have talked about this in the past. When you get tired and you're defending, you're not defending moving your feet. You know, not to draw a direct parallel to basketball, but you have to move your feet. And when you're that tired, you start lunging. You stick that leg out. You commit that penalty, and everything comes unraveled because everything has just continuously come to unravel. Even when you do things well, like create the chance late in the game, Alexa Maranchuk basically plays goalkeeper on his teammate. Not intentionally. They're both making that run to the near post to tap it in. It is the kind of thing that happens when you are just having that season. And when you are having that season and also underperforming in key spots on the field and in the starting 11 and financially with the guys you're paying the most money for, that's the recipe for being 13th in the East right now.
Jared, as somebody who was in the building, you know, sometimes the TV doesn't give you full context, right? They have nice tight shots, hero shots of certain players, but you kind of miss the general energy of that nice big wide shot of actually being in the arena. Jared, what were some of your observations of the team over the course of the game from your vantage point?
I thought the first half they were fluid. Like, they moved well. They forced Colorado to come after them and create it. And it's this thing that I know Ronnie Dyla's talked about it, and we've talked about it, and it maddens me to no end that this team plays more bravely in the defensive half. They'll take a bigger risk in the defensive half with the ball at their feet than they will in the final third. And I am befuddled by it because they would pull Colorado in, get that ball through. There's one sequence near the end of the first half where Bartosz Schlees turns on a guy, splits a double team, starts driving in, passes it off, and then it just kind of hits the brakes. Like, you don't have that moment like you had at the end of the game where Luke Brennan, who is both somehow too young and might be too young and not wise enough to be afraid, and he will just drive at you, but you're missing that bravery in that moment. Because I felt like so much of it looked good, and then you get to the final third, and it was kind of like, you know, well, what do we do now? Well, you go score. Somebody drives. Somebody makes a run to the back post. Somebody makes a run like Colorado did. So much of this, Nick, is how often do we talk about creating our own luck like Colorado did? When you're recycling possession for that first goal and you just kind of chip that ball over, and is it clean? No. But does it put it in a dangerous spot? And does a good thing happen? Yes.
No, there are times in the attacking third that it feels like Atlanta United is sort of setting up a space shuttle launch, right? Like, the humidity is 47%, so we can't go today. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, at what point do we just say, you know what, guys, just hoof it to the goal. Who cares? Just throw something at the wall and see what sticks.
1983, second division, England, let's go.
Oh, absolute chaos in Five Stripes after dark here on 92.9 The Game. Last question for both of you guys. Jared, I'll start with you. Heading into this matchup against Toronto, what are some things you want to see happen in that matchup for Atlanta United and getting 3 points, especially back at home?
Ronald Hernandez talked about it, you know, with Latte Lott, and, you know, you want to get him going, and you have to give him chances. You have to give him chances to put the ball in the back of the net to develop that confidence, because right now his confidence looks absolutely shot. He's not getting a ton of touches, but even when he is, everything looks like it's rushed and it looks like it's trying just to make something happen when nothing's on. Like, you got to find something to get him going, and I don't know how you do that, because if I had the answer, I'd have given it to you 20-plus games ago. But goals would be great, because as we know, this team has been leaking goals. That's one thing. But the fact is, you paid a lot of money for an attack that, as we just talked about, doesn't consistently attack bravely. And I guess you go at Toronto, drive at them. I don't know, run at them, see what happens. Break out the late 90s Tampa Bay Mike Allstott. We are going into the A gap.
Yes.
Everyone just forward.
Yes.
Is it pretty? No. But might he give you two or three goals? Yeah.
It feels like a Ferrari that can't get out of third gear right now.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's
pretty stalled. Doesn't matter.
No. No, and what I want to see out of this Toronto game is honestly just we said we wanted fight. I feel like we had fight tonight. A lot of the players, I feel like, you know, they had no problem stepping into challenges.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to see now is rest your exhausted players, if you have them, rest them, and sell us hope for the future. All right, put some kids out there. Put Brennan. I want Brennan to start because the kid is electric, and immediately it was a breath of fresh air on that attack. And I want Latte Lat to create his own shot, not just score. Create your own shot, buddy. Take the ball and make like 90s Serie A and just run with the ball, baby. Just go with it. You have our blessing. You don't have to do anything fancy. Just take the ball and go. And let's see what happens. We have nothing, literally nothing else to lose.
We'll see what will happen, especially to heading in to next weekend. It will be Atlanta United hosting Toronto FC. That is going to do it on the full-time report. Join us again at 3 p.m. on Sunday, August 24th, for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on Toronto FC. Special thanks to Dom Taroski, our producer in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe travels back here to Atlanta. For myself, for Nick Alifi, for Jarrett Smith, thank you all so much again. As again, the final today is Atlanta United falls 3-1 to the Colorado Rapids on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.